Mystery. That's the word that comes to mind when you first see Thomas Woolmer Doings' A Lady in Green. To me, the painting releases a chain of unanswered questions. Who is the Lady in Green? Where did she come from? Where is she going? Everyone has their own theory. The woman stands with her back facing the viewer. One hand is placed on her hip, and the other dangles at her side. Is her back turned because she has some deep, dark secret? Or is she simply shy? I think that ambiguity is the beauty of the piece. There are no right answers. I see a beautiful young woman in an elegant green gown, hair pinned up into a bun, looking longingly, perhaps forlornly, over her shoulder. What is she thinking about? The possibilities are infinite. This piece reminds me of the cover of an old mystery novel. Whether the woman is the villain or the heroine, however, is up to you. That's what draws me to the painting. It makes you use your imagination. Before a great work of art can be created, though, there must be a great artist. That's where Thomas Woolmer Doings comes in. Doings was born in 1851 in Boston, Massachusetts. He later moved to New York, where his art career really kicked off. Known for his idealized portraits and tonalized female figures, Doings was a tonalist in an era where Impressionism was the main art style. Tonalism uses low-toned atmospheres, particularly in landscapes, and was very popular among American artists in the 1880s. Thomas Woolmer Doings created Lady in Green in 1910 and used oil on canvas. Many of Doings' well-known paintings can be found in museums all over the country. However, you can view Lady in Green in the 19th Century Gallery of the Spencer. This has been Abby Alardi with another Bulldog Podcast.